time for Can't Beat Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Let's go to Tara from Okolona. Hi, Tara.
Good morning.
Morning. Hi. Tara's 5'2", has brown hair, is a receptionist, and is currently taken. Tara, how you feeling?
I'm good.
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 Can't Beat Kelly. We're gonna.
I'm super good.
Yes! Yes! Own it! Own it! I love it. So, five pop culture questions. We're gonna kick Kelly out of the room here in a second, ask you five questions, bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same five questions. Whoever gets more right wins. If you tie or get less, then you can't beat Kelly.
Okay.
Are you feeling like up to date on things?
No, I'm horrible.
It's all good. It's
okay.
All good. I think she's doing some reverse psychology on me. I think
Probably.
She's trying to like give me some false, confidence.
That is true, Kelly.
Okay. That is true. All right, let's say bye to Kelly.
Okay, bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
All right, Kelly's going to go into the hallway. When she gets there, we will begin with your questions. All right, here we go. Question number one for you, Tara. This sports team got a lot of attention recently with their Nothing Night. A night of just sports and no ad reads, videos, or on-field promotions.
And it's a sport? Soccer?
Well, I mean, it's a team. I was looking for a team.
That's a little bad.
The Library of Congress recently inducted 25 new recordings into the National Recording Registry, including songs by these two artists, the only entries from the 21st century, which makes them exceptionally rare. What are the two artists?
Will you repeat the question?
Library of Congress recently inducted 25 new recordings into the National Recording Registry, including two songs by these two artists, the only entries from the 21st century, making them exceptionally rare.
I'm just going to guess Taylor Swift,
need an answer.
I don't know, Justin Bieber, I have no clue.
Next question. After 50 years on CBS, the 69th Grammy Awards show will move to this broadcast partner and stream on Disney Plus and Hulu. Need an answer, Tara.
NBC.
Okay. Netflix announced a global concert tour for this popular movie. The tour will bring elements of the two-time Oscar winner to life in spectacular ways.
Elemental?
You said Elemental?
Yeah.
Okay. Dutch DJ Martin Garrix just turned 30 years old. To celebrate, he released, quote, Repeat It, a song with this musical artist that started more than a decade ago.
Ed Sheeran.
All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly, come on in.
Wait, don't tell me.
Don't tell you.
Don't tell me how she did.
Okay.
I don't want to know. You reveal it every question. Tell me if you got it right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Tara.
Okay.
Sit back.
I can't judge by his face because his face has a little bit of a twinkle in his eye as if he's about to see me come tumbling down.
All right. Question one. Can't beat Kelly.
Yeah.
Here we go. This sports team got a lot of attention recently with their Nothing Night, a night of just sports and no ad reads, videos, or on-field promotions.
The Louisville Bats.
You both got that right.
Okay.
Tara changed her answer. She said soccer at first.
Oh!
And I said, no, I'm looking for a team. And then she was like, oh, the Louisville Bats. Good
okay.
job.
Okay. All
job,
right.
Tara.
Good save.
The Library of Congress recently inducted 25 new recordings into the National Recording Registry, including songs by these two artists, the only entries from the 21st century, making them exceptionally rare. Who are the artists?
Taylor Swift's 1985 album was in there. Who was the other one? Beyonce?
You got that right. Tara got half credit.
She did said, I get both of them?
Well, you said 1985. It's 1989. But, I just asked for the artist.
Okay, you're right. Okay.
So I just asked for the artist, so I'm not going to deduct
you're
not gonna
you from me on that one. Okay.
So yeah, Taylor Swift 1989 and Beyoncé's Single Ladies.
Single Ladies, that's
those
right.
are the two songs that were inducted into the Library of Congress. So, half a point for Tara, 1 point for Kelly.
Okay.
Here we go. Next question. After 50 years on CBS, the 69th Grammy Awards will move to this broadcast partner and will stream on Disney Plus and Hulu. Who is it?
The Grammy Awards?
Mm-hmm. Would love to get an answer sometime this century.
Disney Plus and Hulu?
I said yes.
Okay.
Broadcast partner. Who are they moving from CBS to?
ABC.
Correct.
Oh!
Tara said NBC.
Oh!
I didn't understand the question.
I guess too.
I didn't understand the question. All right. Let's get through these next ones. All right. Okay. Netflix announced a global concert tour for this popular movie. Tour will bring elements of the two-time Oscar winner to life in spectacular ways. What's the movie?
K-pop Demon Hunters.
Correct. Dutch DJ Martin Garrix just turned 30. To celebrate, he released Repeat It, a song with this musical artist that started more than a decade ago.
It's really good. Ed Sheeran.
All right. It is 5 out of 5. Tara, you didn't stand a chance. She got 2.5 right.
Tara!
So. Oh, my gosh.
But your hair looks great.
Tara!
Shiny and bouncy.
Tara, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. Hang tight. We are going to get more information from you because we are still going to hook you up with a prize, but we are going to need you to say one thing, and that is, my name is Tara, and I can't beat Kelly.
My name is Tara, and I can't beat Kelly.
Oh, but you look great. You look great today.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tara.
I feel great.
I'm good. Yay. Good. You Yay. Feel good. That's important.
That is important.
All right.
That's great.
All right, Tara, hang on just a quick sec, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
And I get to keep my crown for another day.
20-0. 20-0.
Look at that.
Can't beat Kelly.
What a legendary streak.
Wow.
If it all ends tomorrow, I can hang my hat on that.
It's Can't Beat Kelly. A week of Can't Beat Kelly here on 99.7 DJX.